Hello students, today we are going to discuss biomolecules. What type of organic compounds are found in living organisms? To know the answer, we have to perform chemical analysis. We can take any living tissue, a vegetable, or a piece of liver and grind it in trichloroacetic acid using a mortar and pestle. We obtain a thick slurry. We filter through a cheesecloth or cotton. We would obtain two fractions. One is acid soluble pool and acid insoluble pool. So, biomolecules are of two types, acid soluble pool, they are also known as micromolecules, their molecular weight is less than 1000 Dalton. On the other side, we have acid insoluble pool, also known as biomacromolecules. Molecular weight more than 1000. So they are proteins, nucleic acid, polysaccharides, and lipids. Okay, now we will discuss about proteins. Proteins are also known as polypeptide chains. They are made of amino acids, or you can say monomer is amino acids. So we have total 20 amino acids, for example, glycine, alanine, tryptophan, okay, like that. So proteins are generally heteropolymer. Heteropolymer means they have combination of different type of amino acids. Okay, sometimes they are homopolymer, means combination of one type of amino acid. So proteins exist in primary structure, secondary structure, tertiary structure, and quaternary structures. Okay. So examples, myoglobin and hemoglobin, these are the example of quaternary structure, or you can say they are the native state where they are functional. Okay. Now question is, what is the function of the proteins? Growth and development. Our body is made of proteins. So growth and development, and some proteins provide immunity, means immunoglobulins, and some proteins act as the carrier molecule or transport molecules across the cell membrane, which control entry or exit of the biomolecules. Proteins may be hormones, enzymes. Collagen is the most abundant protein in the animal world. Collagen, remember. And Rubisco, ribulose, bisphosphate, carboxylase, oxalase is the most abundant protein in plant kingdom. Okay. And the question is, what bond will form between two amino acids, or you can say amino acids are in the chain, then which kind of bond is there? So the name of the bond is peptide bond. Okay. Now come to the polysaccharide. Long chains of the sugars. Example, cellulose. Cellulose is the example of homopolymer. Starch and glycogen, they are the example of heteropolymer. Antigens present on the surface of the RBCs, that we classified blood groups, blood group A, B, AB and O. So these antigens are also polysaccharides. Exoskeleton of arthropods, Okay, all these are the complex carbohydrates. So bond is known as glycosidic bond. Now next, nucleic acid. So we have two type of nucleic acid, DNA and RNA. DNA deoxyribose nucleic acid, RNA ribose nucleic acid. So DNA is the genetic material in the most of the organisms, and RNA is the genetic material of the viruses. So DNA is the, or RNA is the chain of nucleotides. Now question is, what are the nucleotides? These are the monomers. So nucleotides are made of nitrogenous base plus pentose sugar plus phosphate group. Nitrogenous base, there are two types, purine and pyrimidines. Adenine and guanine, A and G, are the purines, and thymine, cytosines are the pyrimidines. And what types of bonds are present in the nucleic acid? So always A bind with the T and G bind with the C. So we have hydrogen bonds, phosphodiester bonds in the nucleic acids. Okay, and good example of nucleic acids are DNA double helical model given by Watson and Crick. Lipids, they are made of fatty acids and glycerol. So lipids are present in the cell membrane and membrane of the cell organelles. Now, next point of discussion is enzymes. They are also known as biological catalyst. Smallest enzyme is peroxidase. Largest enzyme is catalase. And both occurs in peroxisomes. Peroxisome is the cell organelle. All enzymes are proteinous in nature, or you can say amino acid derivatives. Enzymes are of two types, simple enzymes and hollow enzymes. Simple enzymes are made of only amino acids, or you can say they are purely protein. And hollow enzymes, conjugated proteins, means they are made of proteins plus non-protein parts. So protein part is known as apoenzyme, non-protein part is known as cofactor. Cofactors are prosthetic group, coenzyme, metal ion. Prosthetic groups means they are the organic groups tightly bind with the apoenzyme. Apoenzyme is the proteinous part. Coenzyme, they are the organic group loosely bind with the apoenzyme. And metal ions, copper, zinc and chloride. Endoenzyme and exoenzyme. Endoenzyme inside the cell, secreted and working within the cell. Okay, all normal enzymes are like that only. They are secreted inside the cell and working within the cell. But exoenzyme, example, fungal enzymes, secreted outside and functional. Outside they are active. Properties of the enzyme. Enzymes are very efficient. They accelerate the rate of reaction 100 to 1000 times faster. Enzyme specificity. Enzymes are very specific. They accelerate the reaction, particular reaction. They are very specific. Okay, lipase only act on fat molecules. Proteases only act on proteins. Nucleases only act on nucleic acids. Okay, that's why you can say enzymes are very specific reactions, they catalyze. And enzymes are very sensitive to the pH and the temperature. So moderate range of the pH 2 to 10. Okay, in this range they will work well. And beyond the range, they will be inactive. They cannot accelerate or catalyze the reaction properly. And they are also very sensitive to the temperature. So their range is 25 to 45 degrees centigrade. In this range, they will perform well and performance will be up to the mark. And active site, this is the site present on the enzymes which bind with the substrate. And substrate contain binding site, the site which bind to the enzymes. Classification of the enzymes by International Union of Biochemistry on nomenclature of the enzymes, or you can say classification of the enzymes based on the biochemical reactions they carry out. Oxidoreductase, oxidation plus reduction, enzymes catalyze oxidation and reduction, so they will come under this category, oxidoreductase. Transferase, they transfer functional group, amine group. Okay, many functional group are CHO group, CO group, keto group. Okay, so they transfer molecule, one molecule to another molecule. So that's why they are known as transferase. Hydrolase, breakdown of the substrate by addition of water is known as hydrolase. Okay, so enzymes catalyze breakdown of the substrates by addition of the water molecule. Will come under the hydrolase category. And lyase, breakdown of the molecule. Okay, without addition of water molecule, will come under the lyase category. Isomerase, by shifting functional group internally. Glucose and fructose are the isomers. And ligase, these are the enzymes helpful to join the molecules. Okay, so ligase function we can see in the nucleic acid metabolism. Okay, so ligase enzymes are very helpful to join the two DNA molecules. Enzyme action. So two theories were proposed by the different scientists. So two mechanisms are there, lock and key model. So for every lock, there is a specific key. So this is known as lock and key model, means enzymes are very specific. And this hypothesis given by Emil Fischer in 1890. Second mechanism was induced fit model, given by Daniel Cosland. Proteins are colloidal in nature, so they can adjust, enzymes can adjust their active sites according to the substrate. So this is all about enzymes.